Good morning. It's 8:37. It's FLX Morning Tuesday, and it's our first all-in-studio guest day in a long, long time. It's time to get healthy with Your Medicine Finger Lakes Health. Kimberly Alacqua is here. Good morning, Kimberly.
Morning, Ted.
It's always good to have you here. Let's talk about some of the events coming up, one of which, it's a very cool thing you do. It's called Community Mobility Screening. That's being held on Thursday at both Soldiers and Sailors Hospital and Geneva General. It's for people 65 and older. So remind us kind of how you put people through their paces and assess balance and any kind of fall risk.
Sure. Our rehab team meets with the patients that schedule the appointments. You can schedule appointments online or you can call. And what they do is they measure their functionality, their safety, to make recommendations on improvements they can do at home to keep themselves safe and to reduce the risk of falls.
And that's done once a month. Again, that's going to be this Thursday at both Geneva General and Soldiers and Sailors. And then something I think you did this last year, which is health information at both a Geneva Red Wings game coming up and a Newark Pilots game. So what kind of resources will there be for people?
Our rehab team, they're out and about everywhere. So our rehab team will be there, and they're going to do some information on grip strength, on mobility. They'll also be providing education on stroke materials, and as well as our orthopedic services, because rehab and orthopedics work hand in hand together. So we're going to be at the Newark Pilots game next Monday on the 22nd, and then this Thursday we're going to be at the Geneva Red Wings games. And also our athletic trainers through Finger Lakes Health are the athletic trainers for the Geneva Red Wings and the Newark Pilots.
Oh, right, yeah, and we've talked with them before. And then one other thing before we get to our Soldiers and Sailors celebration, and that is Red Cross Blood Drive on Friday.
Yes, the blood drive 10 to 3 in conference room A and B, and you can call to make an appointment or you can make an appointment online at redcross.org.
So we're celebrating 100 years of Soldiers and Sailors. Remind us about some of the things coming up. There's some things planned and more plans in the works.
Yeah, we have a lot of things in the works for Soldiers and Sailors. It's going to be celebrating its 100th birthday in October. We have a large event October 24th at the mansion at Keuka Lake. Tickets for that are going to be $65 a person, and they're going to be going on sale soon. That's a cocktail party. On July 27th from 7 to 10:30 a.m., we're having a Buckwheat Pancake Breakfast at the Benton Fire Department. You can buy tickets at Long's Bookstores at the Benton Fire Department the morning of the breakfast, and you can also order them from Lori McKercher. And I will give her number at the end. And then also we are doing a chicken barbecue on September 14th at Penyon Fire Department. It's $15 a person. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. Also, starting Thursday, Seneca Farms in Penyon is making a custom ice cream for us called Century Salute. It's a cherry vanilla ice cream. So we're really excited about that. And proceeds from pints and quarts will be donated back to Finger Lakes Health. And then we also are working on a military salute event on the week of October 14th. Details to follow.
Okay, more on that to come. And another excuse is if you needed one to make a trip to Seneca Farms. So we have a first-time provider.
Yes, I'm very, very excited to introduce Dr. Sixto Medina. He is an internal medicine physician with Seneca Family Health and with Clyde Family Health. He's been with us for...
Since 2020.
So over four years now, and he's going to be talking about healthy eating and weight loss.
All right. Dr. Medina, welcome.
Hi. How are you doing?
I always like to start off with a little bit about you and where you're from and your path to medicine as a career and to Finger Lakes Health.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm Sixto Medina. I'm from Puerto Rico. I decided to study medicine later on in life. I love business. That's what I started majoring in. And I fell in love with medicine. I fell in love with treating people, hanging out with people, and that's what I do for a living. I hang out with people. I started medicine in Mexico. Then I moved. I ended up doing internal medicine in Puerto Rico. And I moved here. I moved to New York. And I ended up doing weight loss because I have struggled with weight all my adult life. And it's something very personal to me, and I just want to help others to feel better and have a healthier life.
So let's start with setting the goal. I think I weigh 223 right now. I hate that. I'd like to be at 180. But when you go 43 pounds, I can't do that. And that's the problem for a lot of people, isn't it? We look at that big picture, and it seems out of reach instead of setting intermediate goals, right?
I agree 100% with you. I think part of it, I try not to focus on weight goals. I try to focus on, let's get a better journey. Our brain does not understand negatives. I can tell you, hey, you know, don't think about a red car. what are you thinking about right now? And if I'm looking at, I need to do less, I need to do less food, I need to lose weight, my brain does not understand that well. It gives us anxiety and it makes us unhappy, right? So we focus on changing how we eat. I still want you to eat the things that you like. I don't want you to eat things that you don't like because it makes no sense. It's the past that falls off, and then that we have the yo-yo. We lose weight, gain weight, lose weight, gain weight. But the truth is that success is not a straight line.
How do we stay with it? That's because, that, like you said, that's another, I think setting the initial goal is one of the problems. And then the other thing that happens, anybody that's tried to lose weight will tell you, you'll lose the first 5 or the first 10, and then you're stuck. Or maybe you go back up a couple, and you just abandon ship.
Awesome. Well, one thing, I don't believe in negative talk. I want my patients to think of better. What can I do more? So I encourage people to eat more protein, to get better options, things that sit better with me, right? When we talk about steak and potatoes, we all love steak and potatoes. I'm a steak and potato dude as well, right? We don't eat steak and potatoes. We eat potatoes and steak. So I tell people, make the steak your rock star. Make the chicken the rock star of the plate.
Okay.
Double up the protein portion. We're not eating enough protein, and you're not going to have enough space for the potato, for the pasta. That's what really makes us gain weight.
So just in terms of portion control, a lot of us just eat too much of a lot of things. So give us some advice on just controlling portions.
I feel that more than portion control, that's very important, but it's creating new habits. We're talking about doubling up the protein, so and eating the protein first. So we can focus on eating the protein first, then the greens and vegetables and fruits, and then the carbs. So we it's shifting. We can shift that, make that habit first. Once we get there, we can start modifying portions, doing less carbs, doing less protein. I don't like to focus on calories. I like to focus on protein. And the reason is, no two people will absorb the calories the same way. I can give someone 1,000 calories of bread and they burn it and never gain an ounce. You give me 1,000 calories of bread, I will feel it the next day.
Yeah. So let's talk about the exercise part of the equation. What's a good way to start an exercise plan without trying to overdo it? I know, for example, we men, we're going to go, okay, I'm going to go run 27 miles every day, and then you can't sustain that.
Well, I like to tell my patients, talk about physical activity. What do you enjoy? Do you enjoy getting on a treadmill? I don't.
Nope.
No, I do not, right? But I do like being outside. If you go here in Geneva, you can walk that lake. If you park on the other side of the hotel, walk all the way to the end and back, that's actually 5 miles that you can stroll with your children. You can stroll with your spouse, have a good conversation. You did 10,000 steps. And you enjoyed it. And if you want an ice cream at the end, you have a little reward, right? I mean, not every time, but why not?
Sure. Now, I know you said you don't like to specifically focus on weight loss numbers.
Yes.
But in general, what's a reasonable amount? Because we hear, you know, people that lose too fast are the ones most likely to put it back.
That's very true. Our brain does not understand weight loss. That's why I want baby steps. If I go too fast, you will hit a brick wall. You will stop doing what we were doing. And people will tell you, oh my goodness, you look amazing. What are you doing? Well, I've been working out. I've been eating healthy. You're making a big sacrifice. And it comes to a point where you hit a brick wall and you completely stop the exercise, completely stop the healthy eating. So that's why it's better to just make new habits. You don't think about it. If I asked you, what do you do this morning? You'll tell me, well, you know, I came to work. Probably sat on the corner of the bed, like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? You sat, whatever, on your phone, took a shower, brushed your teeth. You don't think about it, because these are habits.
So let's talk about, we talk about this every year at holiday time, sensible holiday eating with parties and big Thanksgiving dinners. It's kind of the same thing in the summer. You know, we go out and somebody's having a big barbecue, or we're in somebody's backyard, and there's just piles and piles of food. What's the strategy to avoid just chowing down plate after plate of stuff? And
you know, I love celebrations, and I think we do need to celebrate, and we do need to have a space where we do have more food. Not every day, not every weekend, but definitely, why not, right? Otherwise, we're just miserable. But what can we do? We have healthier options. Just make sure that you have your bottled water. Make sure that you have sparkling water, that you have healthier options. Otherwise, if it's not there, I'm not going to go back to the kitchen when everything looks so nice outside. I like to make a bowl of fruit for my children, and it looks great. We have a bunch of berries. We have apples on the side. And the adults are the ones that actually end up finishing the plates.
So I have to ask you this question. These weight loss medications, we've had some that were discovered accidentally that weren't meant for weight loss, that led to weight loss. Some of these injections and things, what do you make of those?
I love them. They are tools. They are great tools. And like tools, you know, if you're building a house, you're not going to use a hammer to install a window, right? So that's why you go come to a healthcare professional, and we can help you with the medications that people might need. Obesity is a disease. It's not a personal choice. No one took a nap and said, you know what? I wanted to weigh 400 pounds.
Yeah.
No one aims to, you know, I wanted to go up a shirt size. It's not a life goal. So it's a disease process. Multifactorial, it has to do with our upbringing, with anxiety, with our surroundings, with our food, with our mobility, with our pains and aches and our emotions. Why do we eat, right? So we need to target what makes each person different, and we treat that. And the consequence is weight loss.
I'm the worst boredom eater in the world. That's, you know, middle of the afternoon, there's nothing to do, go open the fridge. I mean, and it's just what you said about just behaviors and learning to modify those.
We eat because of many different reasons. We eat because we're bored. We eat because it looks good. We eat because we're anxious, because we're happy, because we're celebrating, because we're self-soothing. And it's a different combination for each person. That's what I like to sit down with my patient and try to identify what's my driving force of this disease. And we treat that, we treat it with anxiety. We can treat the anxiety and you stop eating. If it's a metabolic issue, insulin resistance, we treat it. And then we have the injectables, we have many medications. If it's depression, we treat it. If it's boredom, let's get you busy, right?
Wow, that's great. Dr. Sixto Medina, some of the best, I love your approach, and I think that's some of the best advice I've ever heard in terms of, like you said, don't think about how many pounds I want to lose, think about how I want to live. And if you do that, you'll look up one day and, hey, I'm 30 pounds lighter than I was.
Yeah.
Terrific stuff. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for
the invitation. Look forward to talking again. Kim, thanks as always. Always good to see you.
It's nice to see you too, Ted.
All right. Every 2 weeks, we get healthy with UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, 850 now, FLX Morning.